Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA in San Francisco, California. How's it going? I asked you, how's it going? I haven't heard an answer yet. Hey, but you know what? We try to get to you each and every way that you can possibly broadcast a show. So we're on Sports Byline. If you're near one of our affiliates, thanks for tuning in. Great to have you with us. We are also on sportsbyline.com, the website. Just click listen live to hear the shows. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can use that email address also to put in the cheat code request. We do that at the end of the show, and also to win the game. I always give away a brand new game at 40 after the hour, a little more than a half hour to go. We're on sbnationlive.com and the SB Nation radio network as well. We are on Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel as well. Yes, a lot of sports talk networks. This is the 1 hour all week where we get to talk video games. I'm a gamer just like you. I don't make games. I wouldn't know how to. And I judge games on one criterion, and that is it fun? If it is, we will play it. If it's not, we won't. Doesn't matter how much hype it is or the pixelation or the voice actors or how many Super Bowl commercials it has. If it's fun, we'll play it, and if we won't, we won't. I'm also proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, dare I say, AWACS overhead, all tuned in right now. I know what video games means to everyone in the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whichever force you're with. Thank you for being forceful and protecting us and our allies. Remember, I will tell you what's new this week as well, and whenever we get new games, the other games come down a shelf usually and become, well, older games, and then it's less expensive, right? Have you got your PS5 yet? I haven't. 1-800-878-PLAY, that's the number to call, though. 1-800-878-7529, 1-800-878-PLAY. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all apropos applications for receiving the show. If you want to tweet at me, it's at Rick Tittle. So let's do this. It is the Video Game Review. We only have an hour to talk video games, so come on back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Want to kill bugs like the pros do? Now you can with Maggie's Farm. Created by pest control professionals, Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control. All of our plant-based products are safe to use around children and pets and won't leave behind a messy, oily residue. Maggie's Farm. Lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
The Video Game
Review. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Tark is producing tonight, and he is waiting by the phone like a jungle cat to pounce and put your call on the air if you'd like to talk video games at 1-800-878-7529. I am Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA in San Francisco and all the aforementioned networks. If you've listened to this show long enough, and I've been doing it nearly 20 years, I always have... I have their six whenever it comes to politicians blaming. Ted Cruz was the latest one, I don't know, a couple months ago, saying it's video games that are causing all the violence, when it's actually the antithesis of that. Every single bit of research showing that video games give you hand-eye coordination, it builds confidence. If someone's nuts, they're nuts. You know, what if they watched The View that morning? Is it Whoopi's fault? What if they had a donut? What if they, you know, put on a blue shirt? Is it that color shirt? No, if somebody can't distinguish reality from fantasy, there's nothing you can do except hope they don't get their hands on a weapon, obviously. So, as I've said, it's not just even an impartial thing. Video games have always been beneficial. And once again, this weekend, I saw another study. We don't do it time and time again in this country. It always seems like foreign countries like to look at what the Americans are doing. And this time it comes from Sweden. Sverige. Sweden has one of my favorite developers too. And that's DICE, which is in Stockholm. They make the Battlefield games under the EA umbrella. Invented the Frostbite engine. But as we know, screen time is at an all-time high, even for adults. What's the Ronnie Chang joke where you go from the TV to your phone to your iWatch? You have to be looking at a screen at all times. So researchers in Sweden have studied the screen habits of U.S. children and how it correlates with their intelligence and how it develops over time. And the study found that children who spend, now listen to this, an above average time playing video games increased their intelligence more than the average. And also, throw this in for fun, watching TV or looking at social media had zero effect on intelligence, not positive nor negative. So if you think looking at TikTok makes you stupid, I know it probably seems like it. I think I looked at TikTok for 5 minutes and I could feel myself getting dumber, but that's not true. I stayed the same, apparently. They studied 9,000 boys and girls in the USA. At the age of 9 or 10, the children performed a battery of psychological tests to gauge their general cognitive abilities. The children and their parents were also asked about how much time the children spent playing video games, watching TV or videos, and scrolling on social media. They studied these kids for 2 years, and they did the psychological tests again. And this enabled the researchers from Karolinska Institute and Vrije Institute in Amsterdam, shout out the Netherlands, to study how the children's performance on the tests varied from the first testing session to the other and to control for individual differences in the first test. So stick with me here. They also controlled for genetic differences that could affect intelligence and differences that could be related to the parents' educational background and income. But what they found, the average kid in the study spent 2.5 hours a day watching TV and half an hour on social media and 1 hour playing video games. So there's 4 hours of screen time there. The results showed that those who played more games than the average increased their intelligence points by approximately 2.5 IQ points, more than the average. And Torkel Klingberg, it's a good Swedish name, said, "We didn't examine the effects of the screen behavior." I won't do that. "We didn't examine the effects of the screen behavior on physical activity, sleep, well-being, or school performance, so we can't say anything about that. But our results support the claim that screen time generally doesn't impair children's cognitive abilities and that playing video games can actually help boost intelligence. This is consistent with several experimental studies of video game playing." Dr. Coral Klingberg, professor of cognitive neuroscience at the Department of Neuroscience. It's good that it's in that department, Karolinska Institute. Now, the results are also in line with recent research showing that intelligence is not a constant, but a quality that is influenced by environmental factors. And Torkel, or Torky, I call him because we go way back 3 minutes, he said, "We'll now be studying the effects of other factors and how the cognitive effects relate to childhood brain development." So one limitation of the study, which was published in the journal Scientific Reports, is that it only covered U.S. children and it did not differentiate between different types of video games, which also makes the results difficult to transfer to children in other countries with other gaming habits. Also, the accuracy in screen time and habits could not be confirmed since they were self-reported by families. Yeah, I don't think they have a webcam in your house and there's somebody with a stopwatch. Oh, he's back on. Now he's off. But he's back. Now he's off. So, and look, do we care about kids in other countries? No, I'm just playing. But still, what I'm trying to get to with all this is not to say park your kid in front of Grand Theft Auto for 9 hours a day and he'll get a full ride to Yale. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, for people who think that you're melting your brain off by playing video games, you're actually getting smarter. Now, everything in moderation. It's just like if someone said, oh, eat kale. That's good for you. Is it? I don't know. I guess. Isn't it supposed to be good for you? Well, what if you ate 3 pounds of kale every meal all day? Yeah. Somebody would say, I don't think you're getting enough vitamin this or vitamin that or protein or whatever. I don't think you're getting enough good cholesterol. Who knows what they're saying? So everything in moderation. Religion, donuts, everything in moderation. But it's also good the next time some smart aleck says that video games rot your brain out, you can actually say, you know, it's the actual opposite of that. The video games actually make you smarter. Now, that doesn't mean everybody, obviously. If you're dumb, then maybe it doesn't help. But I think it does. And that's good news for those of us who love video games. And, you know, I always said about, like, when it came to violence, I think about, you know, all the characters and first person shooters that I've shot. I mean, I must have killed 9 million and been killed 8 million times. I think it's very cathartic. You know, it doesn't make me want to go out and hurt people. It's like if I had any rage, which I don't, but if I did have some rage, I got it all out in the video game. Does that make sense? Yeah. But now, remember, it's just a good scapegoat for politicians. Anything that goes wrong, it's these video games. Before that, it was this rock and roll, I tell you. Rock and roll is causing – yeah, it's always something. All right. We will take a quick break, and we will come back. More of the video game review. If you want to chime in, it's 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. The video game review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us as we talk video games here. Toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't be shy to chime in. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. Also tell you what's new this week in the world of video games, and we'll get to the cheat code at the end of the show. You can put in a cheat code request. I like giving them out for older games. Just email me, rick@sportsbyline.com, S-P-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E.com. We do have a little message about a video game icon who passed away this week. Bernie Stolar, one of the most important video game executives in the 90s. He has passed away at the age of 75. Rest in peace, Bernie. Stolar began working in the video game business in 1980, and he had a coin-op company, and he moved to Atari. He did everything from working on their arcade games to the console to leading the development of the Lynx. Of course, that was the enormous handheld device Atari had that wasn't a huge hit. Moved to Sony, and he helped found the American division of the PlayStation brand. He was the first executive vice president of Sony America. And while he was there, his biggest achievement was lining up a number of studios and properties for the PlayStation's early library of games. And he formed a lot of relationships that many of them still to this day, I mean, you think about Ridge Racer and Crash Bandicoot, Spyro the Dragon. And after PlayStation launched, he moved to Sega. And this is a quote from GamesBeat from Bernie Stolar. When I got to Sega, I immediately said, we have to kill the Saturn. We have to stop Saturn and start building the new technology. That's what I did. I brought in a new team of people and cleaned house. There were some 300 odd employees, and I took the company down to 90 employees to start rebuilding. So if you were one of the 210 that got fired, you probably don't like him. But while with Sega, Stolar made another visionary long-term signing, buying a studio called Visual Concepts. Now, if you're an old-timer in the video game world like me, you know that Visual Concepts was the original name of 2K Sports. And, of course, NBA 2K is still out to this day. after Stolar got out of video games, he went to Mattel for a while, where he pushed the company to double down on production of Barbie video games. Then he went to Google, where he was the company's first ever games evangelist, a position he tried to use to champion the idea of streaming games, something that Google didn't want at the time. And of course, a decade later, long after Stolar had left, and kind of screwed that up. But anyway, rest in peace to Bernie Stolar, a guy who was a huge player back in the day. 1-800-878-PLAY. I also saw a recent report that EA is trying to sell or merge. And, you know, look, the video game market is consolidating like never before, and it started a few years ago, and EA is scrambling like everybody else. And I mentioned Battlefield and, of course, FIFA, even though that relationship is about to die. But, you know, Madden, does it get bigger than that? Apex Legends. But they tried to merge with NBC Universal. And then they also held potential talks with Disney. They held talks with Apple and other companies. This was reported by Puck through Kotaku, where I saw the report. And there's no deal in the works right now, but it seems that EA is not giving up. And Dylan Byers of Puck said, quote, "In recent years, as media companies have taken greater interest in the rapidly growing gaming industry, Wilson and Electronic Arts have held talks with a number of different potential suitors, including Disney, Apple, and Amazon. Sources with knowledge of those talks told me. Several sources familiar with these talks says EA has been persistent in pursuing a sale and has only grown more emboldened in the wake of the Microsoft-Activision deal. Others say that EA is primarily interested in a merger arrangement that would allow Wilson to remain as chief executive of the combined company." So I don't know what this means. A lot of times, you know, when I work in the sports industry, and then we'll say things like, you know, you open the sports page, and they'll be like, you know, Sean McManus is the new producer of CBS Sports or something. I always feel like that should be in the Business Times, because sports fans don't care who's directing the football broadcast. They don't care who's producing it. They might care who's in the booth. You know, say when Chris Collinsworth signs a new deal, and half people say yay and half people say, oh, I hate that guy or whatever. So if this creates competition, that's what we want. Because if you create competition, then we're going to get better video games. That's just the way I look at it. So we'll see what happens with the merger. And it doesn't seem like anybody's giving up at this point. 1-800-878-PLAY. July's PlayStation Plus essential games have been revealed. Remember, we have new tiers now, and I think most of us remain in PlayStation Plus essential. And it looks like the new games are going to be Crash Bandicoot 4, Man of Medan, and the first game in the Dark Pictures anthology, which is Man of Medan, sorry, and Arca de Geddon. And so the June PlayStation games are still available till the 4th of July. That's God of War, the 2018 one, Naruto to Boruto, Shinobi Striker, and Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. So we have that as well. Got a chance also lately to get my hands on Rip Out. It's a Doom style, or really Doom 3 style, first person horror game, and with a living, breathing pet gun. And I was looking at some IGN videos of it as well, but it's very apparent when you play Rip Out that this is a game that loves horror. And you think about space horror. When I think space horror, I just think the original Alien, one of the greatest movies of all time. But the retro future, if you like, interiors. You know, you think about The Thing and Alien as well. Very 80s aesthetics and some of it, not graphics-wise, but just art-wise. And it is a co-op shooter. And Rip Out goes with the sort of patient room sweeping instead of the crazy, frantic bullet storms. And as I said, kind of Doom 3-esque, but you can do it with your friends. And Rip Out has, I think, the makings of a pretty good franchise. So in Rip Out, humanity has made a bioweapon to fend off an alien invasion, which backfired. It created a dangerous race of mutants, and it sent the human race barreling into extinction. And it's the year 2084. And Team Human is down bad and needs to do some desperate and dangerous things to get a leg up on the enemy. And so within the limits of what we could play so far at Pet Project Games, that meant flying out into a beat-up hoopty freighter and then just shooting your way through. So but you are an elite special forces like operative, and you carry around your pet gun. It's a byproduct of all the bioweapon experimentation. It's a shotgun. It's a rifle. It's an assault rifle. It's got a little monster sort of on the low rail, if you like. And that little guy is most useful for hunting other small creatures as well. And you can sick your pet off them and they drag them back to you. And it gives you this new temporary ability, like a sturdy shield or a powerful melee claw or something. But it's difficult to intentionally swipe power-ups to max your loadout since they all appear randomly. But every pickup does feel useful. And so you don't have any of that buyer's remorse or whatever it is. But enemies came in two basic forms. It was a quick dog-like minion and bigger like humanoid monsters with limbs of metal and flesh. And they spawned from these gore piles and bloody nests, almost like these Fallout. What were those bags called? Those flesh bags. But the thing about each mission in Ripout is that it is procedurally generated. So that means every time you go through, it's going to be a little bit different. And, you know, there is a weapon mod system and a crafting system, which I think is going to add a lot to the variation and depth to it at some point. But, yeah, developed by Pet Project Games, published by 3D Realms. This is the PC, PS5, and PS4. And this is going to be released in the fall. Rip out. And then I rip out your heart. All right, we will take a quick commercial break. We'll come on back and I'll give away a brand new game. I'm Rick Tittle. This is The Video Game Review.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's
800-298-9093. The Video Game Review. Rise, Nerdlings.
That and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And it is time to give away a brand new game, as we always do at 40 after the hour. This game is called Silt from Spiral Circus. It's a very interesting game, kind of black and white tones. And it is on the PC. It is on the Xbox Series X and S and One. It is on the PlayStation 4 and 5. It is on the Nintendo Switch. This is, as I mentioned, developed by Spiral Circus, published by Fireshine Games. Rated T for Teen, Blood and Violence. Here's the blurb. Quote, Silt is a surreal underwater puzzle adventure game. Alone in an underwater abyss, you are a diver searching the deep to uncover long-forgotten mysteries. Possess the creatures around you to solve puzzles and further travel into the darkness. So, my question is this a game about being underwater, or is this a game about baking? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. The game starts off, you're as a diver, you're chained to the bottom of the ocean, and you get this fish to come in and to cut your chain. The lighting in this is super duper creepy. It's like a old black and white film, and some of the places you go are terrifying. I mean, you're so teeny and the entire screen is a giant mouth that's trying to eat you, and another place looks like a library in a haunted house. It's very stylized, and sometimes stylized, you know, there's style over substance. How does that go? But no, there is substance to this game. So just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will get Silt. I have it here for the Switch, actually. It is multi-format, and if you're the second correct answer, it'll be on its way to you. Also got a chance to check out the Capcom Fighting Collection. And if you think about a publisher more synonymous than fighting games than Captain Commando, or as we say, Capcom, I mean, you think about arcades and then home consoles with Street Fighter, Street Fighter II, and the collection is 10 games that range from the familiar Hyper Street Fighter II, the Anniversary Edition, Super Puzzle Fighter II Turbo, and then some obscure ones, like the alternate version of Darkstalkers 3, which has a different roster. Then you have Vampire Hunter 2 and Vampire Savior 2, which are kind of confusing because that's not really a vampire game, but the cool thing about the modern features, you have rollback netcode for online play, training modes, museum with tons of art and music. I think the Capcom Fighting Collection does a great job with the legacy. And you could say there are a few omissions in the library and a couple features not there that would be great, but it makes a pretty good first impression. The menus are very snappy and responsive, and then there's excellent art, very cool little goofy theme song every time you beat up. But it's user-friendly the way it is laid out. And instead of keeping individual menus locked inside each game, you're able to go right where you want from the game selection screen, and whether that's training, arcade mode, or whatever else. You get, which is also really cool, the English and the Japanese version of each game. And so it's kind of fun to see how the continuity issues, if there are any, between the countries you can look at. And swapping between games is incredibly quick, minimal loading time, at least on the PC. You can move between training modes of different games in under 20 seconds. And I mean, that is actually going from playing one game to actually playing the other. You can even choose whether or not you want to skip the boot screen of each game and just get right into it. And those may seem like small things, but collections like this, I think they get bogged down sometimes and just have bad UI. So it's nice to see that there are some choices that make Capcom Fighting Collection just a very smooth, as I mentioned, user-friendly. And the trading modes, no tutorials. You just get methods of setting up different opponent behaviors and interactions. But, you know, you can dive deep into decades of forum posts if you want and figure it out there. There's a quick save slot. You can hop in and hop right back out. But, you know, the thing is, if you're hopping in between games that stink, who cares? But you do get some good games. The 1991 classic Street Fighter II is a known quantity to just about every video gamer at this point. And the version in this collection is a small collection of its own in the form of the anniversary edition of Hyper Fighting, which was released in 2004. So from the character select screen, you can choose the game speed and which version of Street Fighter II, from the base all the way up to Super Turbo. And that doesn't limit your roster you can play against. So if you want to put Street Fighter II Zangief against your friend's Super Turbo Saget, they can do that. But if you prefer your Street Fighter characters to be similar and cuter, you can do a 1997 Super Gem Fighter Mini Mix, which in Japan was known as Pocket Fighter. And it's kind of a strange spin on a 2D fighting game. You got characters from Darkstalkers and even Red Earth making appearances. But, you know, it's not the deepest competitive experience, but there's a lot of silly fun as well. And then, you know, it's kind of interesting as an anomaly because it's not really a fighter. But 1996 Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo is one of the best competitive puzzle games. And the art and the animation and the gameplay are really, really looking good in this. And true to the original, they get a boatload of gems dropped on your face as well. Cyberbots Full Metal Madness is a mech battling 2D game from 1995. Red Earth is a fantasy-based boss rush RPG light with a roster of about, I don't know, four characters. That was in 1996 when that came out. Cyberbots, which was a spin-off of the arcade beat-em-up Armored Warriors. That's a three-button masher with really just two attacks and a projectile weapon button and a dash. That's about it. But it had some cool ideas. The separate meter tied to your projectile cooldown, the ability to knock off your opponent's arm as well. But it's, as I said, and even at the list with Darkstalkers, both the English and Japanese versions, 1, 2, and 3, and I think most people would go right to 3. It's the best game of them. And, you know, it's, a lot of people don't know the Darkstalkers trilogy as it was, but, I mean, why Sasquatch should have been the Darkstalkers mascot over Morrigan, I don't know. But it's fun, and in a really appreciated act of transparency, Capcom has listed the ROM version of each game in both the main menu on their website. Every game in the Capcom Fighting Game Collection feels great to play. It allows you to further simplify any of the controls you want. You can assign entire moves, specials, or even supers, even to the press of one button, which sounds like sacrilege to people who love the art of the fighting game. and mashing. But you can also find the challengers menu, in-game achievements you can unlock, which is a lot of fun too. All right. Also, one more report from Software. The next game is in the final stages of development. And it was an interview this weekend with the Japanese gaming website 4Gamer. From Software, an Elden Ring director, Hidetaka Miyazaki, revealed that the next game is in the final stages of the development. And according to the interview, the publication asked Miyazaki back in 2018 around the launch of Sekiro Shadows Die Twice how From Software's two unannounced games were shaping up. Well, one of those, of course, became Elden Ring. But this other unannounced game, which is finishing up, Miyazaki says development is currently in the final stages. No word on what this game might be. Everyone is keeping shtum and keeping it secret in Japan. But one of the high-profile rumors, or maybe a leak, suggests that it is a new Armored Core game, which is, of course, the mech battle sim. Miyazaki himself revealed that he is already working on yet another game with plans to work on a, quote, more abstract fantasy than anything we've done in the past. How can you get more abstract than what I already have in the Demon Souls Elden Ring world? But considering that, you know, each of the past Soul games like Dark Souls and Bloodborne received a lot of DLC campaigns, I think we can expect the same for Elden Ring. From Software isn't slowing down, especially after the critical and commercial success of Elden Ring. It's already going to be Game of the Year for 2022. We're not even halfway through the year, and it will be. But are you looking for the new Armored Core game? I don't know. I think some people would like to see that become a reality. All right, let's look at the upcoming games this week, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Excuse me. First of all, we have Birushana Rising Flower of Genpi. This is an adventure romance visual novel on the Switch. We have Hillbilly Doomsday, an action platformer, very cartoony, Xbox, X and S, PS5. MX versus ATV Legends, so ATVs and motocross on the big boy systems and the PC. Squish, it's like a see-through neon skeleton ghost party platformer puzzle game on the PC. Tour de France, or the Tour de France 2022 cycling racing game. We talked about this the other day. It actually looks pretty cool. You can put yourself in the Peloton, and not the one with the tatted up Pierce guy yelling at you, but the actual real Peloton. All the big boy systems and the PC. Corpse Factory, adventure visual novel on the Switch. The Legend of Bumbo. This is an RPG on the X and S, the 5, and the Switch. Alaloth, Champions of the Four Kingdoms, action RPG for the PC. Arita, Backlands Awakening, an adventure survival game for your phone. This is iOS and Droid. Cuphead, The Delicious Last Course. This is your DLC expansion for your platformer shooter, PC, Xbox, Switch, and PS5. Gremlin Collection 1. This is a comp, as is Ground Drivers on the Switch, puzzle RPG. We have Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak, PC and Switch. Outriders World Slay, a shooter, X and S, the PS4 and 5, the 360 and the PC. The Galactic Junkers, action and adventure comedy on the PC. And finally, the Jackbox Party Starter, compilation party trivia, PS5, Xbox 360, Xbox X and S, PC, Switch, PS4. There it is. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code right here on the Video Game Review.